In this bulletin, the federal government relents on dropping a pandemic isolation payment that casual workers have relied on. The G20 opens in Bali facing multiple crises. And in sport, Carlsen flags seeking compensation over the AFL's abolition of its mandate for COVID-19 vaccines. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghadid. The federal government is reportedly reversing course and looks set to maintain a $750 pandemic isolation payment it had earlier insisted was ending. A snap national cabinet meeting scheduled for Monday to discuss the latest COVID-19 wave has also been brought forward by 2 days to this morning by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. The fast-track meeting comes after days of pressure to reverse a decision to end the emergency payments for people who have to isolate due to COVID but do not have sick leave. Mr. Albanese tweeted last night that Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly would report to National Cabinet this morning, where he will discuss proposals to ensure the vulnerable are protected over the coming weeks. The latest G20 meeting has started in Bali, Indonesia. Finance ministers and heads of central banks from the 20 largest economies in the world have gathered to talk about the global financial crisis, energy crisis, cost of living, and food shortages. The opening speech was made by Indonesian finance minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati.
We are witnessing an alarming increase in risk to food security as the impact of the war in Ukraine and sanctions, as well as export restrictions, which are exacerbating the effect of the COVID-19 pandemic.
The meeting will last through tomorrow. Sri Lanka's parliament has officially accepted the resignation of President Gotabaya Rajapaksa, who has quit his post via email after fleeing the country to Singapore. The parliament will now choose his successor, with that process expected to take less than a week. Whoever is chosen as successor will serve the rest of Mr. Rajapaksa's term, which goes on until 2024. Parliamentary Speaker Mahinda Yapa Abiwardana is now calling for calm after the extreme drama and tension of the last few months.
I request the honourable and loving citizens of this country to create a peaceful atmosphere in order to implement the proper parliamentary democratic process and enable all members of parliament to participate in the meetings and function freely and conscientiously.
The resignation follows widespread protests against Mr. Rajapaksa and his family. The Rajapaksas have ruled the country for most of the past 20 years, with the Sri Lankan economy now in a dire state. There's also political turmoil in Italy. The future of Prime Minister Mario Draghi is still uncertain after he announced his resignation on Thursday. He announced his intention to step down after the Five Star Party, a member of his coalition, failed to support him during a confidence vote that same day. But President Sergio Mattarella has refused Mr. Draghi's resignation, instead asking him to address the parliament to get a clearer picture of the political situation. Mario Draghi is expected to do so next Wednesday. Iran has announced the launch of its first drone-carrying naval division in the Indian Ocean as U.S. President Joe Biden tours the Middle East to rally Arab counter-support. An Iranian TV report did not say how many vessels, submarines, or drones were included in the division, only that one ship carried 50 drones. The vessels include both surface ships and submarines, as well as landing crafts. Vessels carrying the drones were displayed in a video released by the Iranian Navy, with Admiral Shahram Irani, Iran's Navy commander, explaining the vision.
The drones can fly in groups and navigated and controlled with a network-based system.
Mr. Biden's visit to the region has so far included stops with Iran's rival Israel, the West Bank, and Saudi Arabia. It follows reports that the United States believed Iran was preparing to provide Russia with up to several hundred drones, including some that are weapons capable, and that Iran was preparing to train Russian forces to use them. Iranian Foreign Minister Hossein Amiru Abdullahian has denied those reports. And now to the AFL. And Carlton coach Michael Voss says the club may seek compensation from the AFL over its removal of its COVID-19 vaccine mandate after key defender Liam Jones chose to retire last November rather than get the jab. The 31-year-old has met informally with rival club Essendon amid rumors he will attempt an AFL comeback now that the mandate is gone. Michael Voss says Carlton would possibly see compensation of some kind if Jones signs with another AFL club.
Yeah, we're exploring it, so we'll certainly ask that question. We'll work with them pretty closely over the next little while to see what that looks like for us. Jonesy chose to retire, so that's added some complexity into it, but we need to what that looks like. I mean, it's clearly a really complex situation, so we'll explore it and see what our options are, that's for sure.
With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.